Hello and welcome everyone. Today we are here to talk about pollution in the USA and how the government decides to proceed to reduce or stop this environmental problem. Some people are here with me to debate on this topic. With us, we have Maëlys, a member of an environmental association, Iden, a lobbyist, Raphaël, a politician, and myself, Yanis, your host. First of all, Maëlys, what are your feelings about the decision from the US government to vote against the Green New Deal?
Hello everyone, and thank you for the invitation. To express myself about the decision from the US government to vote against the Green New Deal, I think that is a very big mistake from the government, because this Green New Deal was an excellent idea to reduce pollution in your country, and this plan had some good targets in the reduction of the pollution or gas emission. I thank you for listening.
Thank you, Maëlys. Raphaël, what do you think about what Maëlys just said?
Hello, thank you for the invitation. For me, the Green New Deal was not an excellent idea because the economy of the country would have been impacted. This is stupid to have negative impact on the economy for one of the biggest country in the world just to reduce a little bit the pollution. We have some political commitment all around the world and in this country, and we have to respect them. Politics is more important than environment. And if other countries don't respect some rules about ecology, why we would have to respect these rules?
It was very interesting. Thank you, Raphaël. Now, Iden, what do you think about this subject?
Hello, everyone. I am happy to be here and to discuss about environment in the USA. I think it starts from a good intention, but there are some bad points which can be debunked, as the deadline, which is in 2030, which is too ambitious and unrealistic. There is also the problem of social issues, because with this Green New Deal, a huge amount of people will be unemployed and will protest in the streets. I don't want that for the country, and you too, I hope. Thank you for listening my opinion.
If I summarize, for Maëlys, the vote against the Green New Deal is outrageous because it clearly shows that Republicans don't care about the environment, and in particular of the climate change. For Iden, you proved that there are few issues concerning the Green New Deal. Finally, Raphaël thinks that the US government doesn't need to fight the climate change in the other country if the other countries don't help the USA. Now, let's talk about another subject, the temperatures difference between the West and East of the USA and their links with the global warming. Maëlys, do you want to give us your opinion?
For me, the temperature difference in the USA are clearly the consequences of the climate change. During some much years, all countries have destroyed the world, but they hadn't thought about the consequences. How it's a problem for all of us, and we have to find a solution to stop these issues. In addition, the temperature disturbance is a danger for the biodiversity.
I am sorry to interrupt you, but I want to say something about the fact that we have to find solution to stop the climate change. It is unrealistic because for this subject too, we can't destroy the economy of the country for an idea that is too ambitious. Stop climate change can be possible only if all the world is ready to do all that is possible to stop this problem. I don't deny that global warming exists, but I think that you are overdoing it a little bit.
Huh? On this question, I agree with Maëlys, because the climate change will be an enormous danger for the life of 12,000 of species like endangered species. I want to stop the global warming, but we have to change our approach of the problem if we want to succeed. It's like the Green New Deal. The idea is really good, but the process is sloppy. Finally, I prefer destroy the economy, like you said, of our country that destroy our own world.
Thank you. It was very interesting. All of you have good arguments and you transform the debate by making it more alive. Now I want to discuss about another question. What are the solutions currently being discussed, and is it possible to establish them? I want to change. Iden, please start.
About the solution proposed to make the gas emission decrease, we can quote in leaders the state of California. There are some other states who try to reduce their greenhouse emissions, but the state of California wants to, by 2030, be self-sufficiency in four principal pillars. They want to significantly increase the volume of recycled produced water, integrate renewable power in oil or gas operations, design and permit CO2 capture system, and significantly reduce methane emissions. Because of the 1960s air pollution, the state of California is very aware of the consequences of climate change. But I think that the deadline must be later, because 2030 is too early. They even tried to ban pollute cars. For me, we are on the good way. If all states of the USA and all other countries do the same things with same targets, we will be able to stop the global warming and give the example to other countries which pollute a lot, as China. Now I leave the speech to Maëlys.
Thank you, Eden. I want to say that some solutions are discussed, some ideas to reduce the emission. We have to show the example for other countries, but now which country will pro before use the argument that in the 20th century, which country pollutes the world and don't care a poor country? It's the reason why now other countries don't want to reduce their emission. All their ideas are not enough. We can save the planet with some little ideas. We have to do more to push all countries all around the world to reduce drastically and finally stop all the emissions.
I find it ridiculous. You want to change all foundation of this country to stop the climate change, economy of the country first, after environment. We cannot weaken the country for unrealistic ideas. After, we have to be sure that other countries will follow us and will do all they can to stop the climate change.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so we will listen to the interviews that we received on the hashtag podcast Baker and debate on it. This one is from George, and he talks about frozen temperatures.
My feelings about the frozen temperatures I've experienced over the last few weeks in Missouri is it sucks. I attempted to drive in this cold weather, and it was very dangerous, and I did not enjoy it.
To give my point of view of this record, the climate change has upset all temperatures. It will create an impossible life condition for humans. During so much years, rich people and rich countries have exploited a planet without worrying of the environment for money. I have found note of effect on American life. With the frozen temperature, it is now dangerous to go outside. We have to rally to fight against the effect of climate change on our planet and reduce negative consequences of the global warming. It's now we have to fight, after we be too late.
Yes, but the cold has any link about the climate change. There is black ice on the road like every winter. Problems don't come from here. It's too much. All environmentalists are the same. You want to save the planet through the action, but you never do something. In addition, you are all the time here to blame the polluted means of transportation, like the pollution of the planes, but you are the first to travel with planes.
I think the problem needs to be really examined thoroughly. In fact, frozen temperatures impact the life of citizens, since they have to be more careful to go work. Some of them can't go work because of the frozen temperatures, and it's a problem for the economy of the country. There is also another problem. Fight against frozen temperatures and fire cost a lot of resources and money.
Thank you for your good performance. Now I want to make you listen a new record from Mars about the fires in the US. Let's listen.
It is beautiful to see how people got together to raise money and open shelters for those who lost their homes in that fire.
This case is that we have to do if we want to stop this problem of climate change. We can stop the global warming through everybody's involvement. It's an enormous effort to do, but this is for our survival, and we are in the obligation to do it.
Fires in California are the perfect example to illustrate the brotherhood between citizens when they are all in the same boat. Politicians should leave this difficult moment with the citizens to understand the real impact of these fires on their lives and learn to live in the same reality as Californians.
I agree with you. I can't say I don't see this involvement of people. It's beautiful to see people hand in hand to fight for the same goal. Here the goal is trying to save a maximum of houses from the fires. But I keep my opinion. These fires are not the consequences of the climate change and frozen temperatures too.
If I summarize, everyone is often agreed that it's beautiful to see how people fight together against fires in California, and it's really impressive to see that in our country. Thank you for your answers. Now we will hear the last record from an anonymous.
I don't think we can fight climate change very much as teenagers. I think that we can help reduce our waste. But definitely as teenagers in America, there is not much we can do because we have to drive cars to get to school.
I admit that young people can't really fight against the climate change. They are not heard enough because of their age, but the climate change is not as present as they want us to believe that.
Unfortunately, teenagers can feel weak against this climate change, but if we explain to them properly how to fight it, I'm pretty sure that they will adopt positive habits in favor of the environment, which is very important to facilitate the environmental transition of the USA and save our planet.
For me, we have to give more possibility to teenagers to be heard because they are all our future, and where we'll die, they will have to repair your mistakes. I want to leave for my children a good world, not a bin.
Thank you for this podcast. It was pretty fun to discuss with intellectuals as you. I hope to receive you again. Goodbye and see you soon on Baker Podcast.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.